But I'm glad he got up victorious that third and glorious day. Let's turn our Bibles this morning to the book of Genesis chapter 45. Genesis chapter number 45. Genesis chapter 45, the book of first. Let's pause for a moment and ask our Lord and Savior to bless the reading of His Word. Father, we thank You this morning for Your blessings. We thank You, Lord, for the opportunity to be assembled in Your house among Your people. Lord, I pray this morning that You would have preeminence. And Lord, I pray that You would help us. I pray You'd speak to us. And Lord, I pray this morning as we leave the house of God that we'll know that we've been in Your presence. We thank You, Lord, for the wonderful songs that were sung about the blood of Your Savior, our Savior, Your Son, Jesus Christ. And Lord, I pray that You would, as You move and as You draw and as You convict people here this morning, Lord, that they would be honest with themselves and they'd submit themselves to Your will. Help us, God. We ask these things in Your name, the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Genesis chapter 45. You know, this morning as we read these accounts found in the latter part of Genesis, you'll find that it deals with a man by the name of Joseph. You know, Joseph, as I was studying this week, he's mentioned a great deal in the book of Genesis. From Genesis chapter 37 to Genesis chapter 50 deals with the life and the trials and the life of this man named Joseph. God deals with Joseph's life more than the creation that's found in Genesis 1, 2, and 3. He speaks and He deals with Joseph's life more than the great world flood. He speaks more of Joseph than the father of faith, Abraham. He speaks and He teaches us about the life of Joseph. You say, well, why is that, preacher? Why does He deal? Why does He speak? Why does we see these great chapters from Genesis 37 to Genesis chapter 50, and it deals so intense with the life of Joseph? And I believe it's because Joseph, in so many ways, it shows us and it points to and it resembles one to come, Jesus Christ. You'll find Joseph's life is so similar to the life of Jesus Christ. As you study Joseph and his life, you'll see that it mirrors our Savior, Jesus Christ. Joseph is an Old Testament picture. He's an Old Testament shadow of the one to come. You say, who is this one to come? Well, it's Jesus, the one we've been singing about this morning, the one that's going to redeem, the one that's going to reconcile lost sinners like me and you back to God. This morning, as we read this life of Joseph, we can't help but see our Savior. And it's my prayer this morning that we don't focus on Joseph. We don't focus on these brothers. And we don't focus all that they're going through. But we focus and we see the risen one, Jesus Christ. Genesis chapter 45, verse number 1. Then Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him. And he cried, cause every man to go out from me. And there stood no man with him while Joseph made himself known unto his brothers. We see here this morning that Joseph and his brothers, they were alienated. They had been estranged for 20 some odd years. We find that Joseph, we know that he went and he told his family, he told his brothers that he had a great dream, and in this dream that they would bow down and they would worship him. And Joseph was well favored. He was well loved by his father, and his brothers did not like that. So his brothers sell him. They sell him to the Midianites. They take Joseph down into Egypt, and now they don't have to worry about Joseph. They don't have to be bothered of Joseph. They don't have to hear these troubling words any longer. Now it's been some 20-odd years later. The brothers have come to Egypt. They need substance. They need food. They're starving. And Joseph here is in a foreign land. He's a great ruler, a great man of authority, and he is going to reveal himself to his brothers. Look at verse number 2. And he wept aloud, and the Egyptians and the house of Pharaoh heard. And Joseph said to his brethren, I am Joseph. Doeth my father yet live? And his brethren could not answer him, and they were troubled at his presence. And Joseph said unto his brethren, come near to me, I pray you. And they came near, and he said, I am Joseph, your brother, whom ye sold into Egypt. Now therefore be not grieved nor angry with yourselves that ye sold me hither, for God did send me before you to preserve life. For these 2 years hath the famine been in the land, and yet are 5 years in which there shall neither be earing nor harvest. And God sent me before you to preserve you a prosperity in the earth, and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So now it was not you that sent me hither, but God, and hath made me a father to Pharaoh and the Lord of all his house, and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. Famine came. Starvation came. A troubled time, and troubled times have come upon the family. But aren't you glad that God had a plan? God had a plan long before famine ever came. Aren't you glad that God had a plan well before his brothers ever messed up? Let me say this morning, aren't you glad God had a plan before Adam and Eve fell in the garden? Before a man fell and Satan, he deceived human race and plunged mankind into death and depravity and despair, God had a plan. God had this plan, and he sets Joseph up as a ruler and one in the great authority in this foreign land. This morning we see Joseph. He's so much like our Savior Jesus Christ. Let me say this morning, Joseph, like Jesus, he came to his own, and his own received him not. Joseph comes to his brothers. You know the story. He comes to his brothers. There he's out looking for him. He's out searching for him. The father sent him, but the brothers didn't want him. Jesus came to the Jews. He came, and he was persecuted. He was hated, and he was mocked. They didn't want Jesus just as his brothers, Joseph's brothers, didn't want him. Jesus, he was sold for a few pieces of silver. Judas gave up Jesus, now in the hands of the Romans, ordered him dead. We find that they take Joseph down into Egypt, down to a foreign land where Joseph was lied on and Joseph was mistreated. We know that Jesus, he was taken to Pilate's judgment hall, there lied upon and mistreated. They took Joseph and put him down into a dark prison. They took my Savior off the cross and put him down into a dark sepulcher. Just as that prison could not hold Joseph, I'm thankful that grave, that sepulcher couldn't hold my Savior. We find the Bible says that Joseph ended up ascending to the throne there in Egypt. He's now high in power. He's now high in authority. He's a ruler, a governor of the land. Thank God the Bible says God hath highly exalted him. Speaking of Jesus, God hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. At that name Jesus every knee shall bow in the things of heaven and things of earth and things under the earth, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. We find Jesus and Joseph are so much alike. They bowed the knee, we'll find in a minute, to Joseph as ruler, and one day every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. We know that Joseph, he takes and he marries a Gentile bride. He takes an Egyptian to himself. The Jews didn't want Jesus. And as the Holy Ghost today, as it moves across the hearts of men and women all across this world, he's calling a bunch of Gentile dogs like you and I. Joseph came to his own. They didn't want him. His brothers rejected him. His brothers sold him. Jesus came to his own, and his own received him not. And this morning, as we look at this story, I believe we can look back at our lives and our past events and the circumstances and how God positioned us and how God placed us with the time and the dates and the people and the events in our life where we can come to meet this one named Jesus Christ. That's what the brothers have done. Their past events, their past mistakes, these past circumstances have now led them to meet Joseph. I see in their text here, look at the introduction in verse number 3. This introduction in verse number 3. Here comes his brothers. It's been some 20 years. He comes. There they are face to face with Joseph. And in verse number 3, the Bible says, "And Joseph said unto his brethren, I am Joseph." You see, Joseph and his brothers' relationship had been severed. Their fellowship had been severed. We know the brothers are alienated and from Joseph, from these many years without thinking of Joseph, without any thought or care about Joseph. And now Joseph introduces himself to them. They finally meet Joseph. And it's a great introduction. They meet face to face. It's as if Joseph introduces himself to his own brothers. Brother Randy and our choir sing a song, "I Met Jesus." I met Jesus and I'll never be the same. I'm glad for the day that I was introduced to Jesus Christ. I'm thankful that he introduced himself to me and he showed himself to me. And this morning I want to look at this introduction and see how we can be introduced to Jesus Christ. You say, "Preacher, I know about Jesus. I know all about Jesus. I've heard about him all my life. I've read about him. I've even sung about him." But there's a big difference of knowing about Jesus and knowing him as your Lord and Savior. You know, God, he came and he introduced himself to man. He was robed in flesh. And Jesus reconciles lost man to God. He grabs God's hand and reaches down and grabs man's hands and brings us back to himself through his Son, Jesus Christ. And he wants to introduce himself to us this morning. I'm sure everyone here knows and they've heard all about Jesus. But do you know Jesus? That's my prayer, my thought this morning. John 1:11. The Bible says he came to his own and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. We find his brethren. They wouldn't receive him at first. They didn't want him at first. But you know who did want him? The Egyptians wanted him. The Gentiles wanted him. They received him and they took him in. These Jews didn't want Jesus. But Gentiles, thank God for the gospel that went out to the Gentiles. That was me one day. That was when I met him. I saw him for who he was. I saw him that he introduced. He came to me. He revealed himself to me as the Savior of my sin, the Savior of this world, the substitution for my sins. And I gladly repented, and I gladly received him as my Lord and Savior. I met Jesus. I met him. Have you met him? Have you received him? We see that Joseph introduces himself in verse number 3. And Joseph said to his brothers, I am Joseph. That's what Jesus does in Acts chapter 26, verse 15. Saul of Tarsus, he's on that road to Damascus. He knew about Jesus. He heard about Jesus. And he's there on that road. And Jesus introduces himself to Paul. He said to Saul of Tarsus, he said, who art thou, Lord? This is Paul speaking. And he said, I am Jesus, who thou persecutest. Jesus came. Jesus introduced himself. And now Jesus reconciles Paul back to God. That's my prayer this morning. As each of us leave this sanctuary, as we leave the house of God, we'll know that we've been introduced to this one named Jesus Christ. Have you met him? Do you know him? Or do you know just about him? I see three things and I'll be done. Number one, these brothers, they meet Joseph. And if we're going to meet Jesus, we're going to have to be hungry. That brothers were hungry. They were starving. There was famine in the land. They met Joseph because God sent a famine in the land. They go looking for bread. They go searching for bread. They're looking for this substance. God made them hungry. Famine comes. Hunger pains come. And somebody comes by and he tells the family, he tells the brothers that there's someone in a distant land that has bread. And that was Joseph. Joseph had that bread supply. The Bible says that God brought Joseph here for a great deliverance. That's why God brought Jesus down to this earth. For a great deliverance. Genesis in 37, the Bible tells us as they sell Joseph into the hands of these Midianites, that they brought him down into Egypt. Joseph left Israel. Joseph left the Holy Land and he goes down into this wicked foreign land. He goes from being up here to being down low. John chapter 6, Jesus said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. I am the bread of life. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven that a man may eat thereof and not die. Bread. Joseph had the bread. They were hungry. They come searching for something that would fill them. Let me say, Jesus has the bread this morning. Pastor, I believe many people, they'll never come to Jesus because they don't have the right appetite. They're not hungry. They're as if that prodigal son in Luke chapter number 15, that they're feeding and they're partaking, they're filling their bellies that is fit for a swine. They're filling their bellies with every worldly pleasure and every worldly lust and everything the world has to desire, filling themselves. Spiritually hungry you are, but filling yourself with religion. The psalmist tells us, For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Are you spiritually hungry? We'll never come to him until we're hungry. Oh, taste and see, the psalmist goes on. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. If you're hungry this morning, he has the bread. He is the bread. He's more than enough. These brothers, when they got hungry, they went looking, they went desiring, they went craving something that they did not have. How do you meet Jesus? You have to be hungry. What's your appetite like this morning? Number two, how do you meet Jesus? Let me say, you have to be honest. They weren't just hungry. They just wasn't starving, but they got honest with him. Look how they get honest. Turn with me to chapter 42 and verse number 21. Chapter 42, verse 21. Chapter 42, verse 21, the Bible says, and they said one to another, this is the brothers speaking, we are verily guilty concerning our brother. Here comes the brothers, their first encounter with this one named Joseph. They begin to speak amongst themselves, and they're honest with themselves, and they're honest with Joseph. They tell Joseph that we're guilty. We're guilty concerning our own brother. Let me say, we can't meet Jesus without being honest. You're hungering this morning. You're in need this morning. You can come. He is the bread of life, but you have to be honest. Honest that you're guilty. You say, well, what am I guilty of, preacher? The same thing these brothers were. You see, they sold their brother into slavery to the Midianites, and they thought he was dead. You know, every one of us this morning is guilty of the blood of Jesus Christ. Guilty. Guilty of his death. You say, preacher, I've never hurt anyone. I've never killed anyone. Isaiah tells us the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Every one of us wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. He died this morning for our sins. All of us are guilty. Guilty of being a sinner. You know why a sinner goes to hell? Because they're guilty. They're guilty. These brothers were guilty. In verse 21, the Bible says, and they said one another, we are verily guilty concerning our brother, in that we saw the anguish of his soul when he besought us, and we would not hear. Therefore, in this distress is this distress come upon us. And Reuben answered, saying, spake I not unto you, saying, do not sin against the child, and you would not hear. Therefore, behold, also his blood is required. They were honest. Chapter 37, they sell Joseph. But it's not till chapter 42 they begin to be honest. Honest with themselves and honest with this man named Joseph. I wonder this morning, have you been honest with God? Honest with him? You felt guilty of sin before God? Ever felt condemned, guilty before God? Not guilty before your mom or your dad, or not being guilty before your spouse, or guilty before an officer or a judge, but being found guilty before God. Condemned. Convicted. John 3:18 says, he that believeth on him is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Let me say about this honesty of guilt. It's a blessing. This honesty of guilt, it's a gift. It's an honor. Brother Merck prayed Wednesday night, and he made a statement in his prayer. He said, Lord, I want to thank you for conviction. It's a blessing for God, the Creator God, that to care enough about us, to love us enough, to speak to us and to convict us and show us our lost condition. But we have to be honest. It's called knowing you're lost, knowing you're guilty, knowing you need Jesus, and confessing your sin. They were hungry. They were needing something only this man named Joseph could give, bread. They were honest. They said, we were guilty concerning our brother. We're guilty concerning you. And lastly, and I'm done, let me say, they were introduced to Jesus, or to Joseph. Joseph revealed himself to them, not only when they were hungry, Not only when they were honest, but let me say lastly, and I'm done, when they got humble. In chapter 44, verse number 14. Chapter 44, verse 14. The Bible says, and Judah and his brethren came to Joseph's house. Isn't that something? They come to the house of Joseph. You know, if you're here this morning and you're hungry, you're here this morning and you're honest, and you're here this morning and you're humble, you've come to the right house. You've come to the Lord's house, God's house. You're at the right place this morning. And Judah and his brethren came to Joseph's house, for he was yet there. Joseph was home. Joseph was in his house. He's here this morning, church. Jesus is here. Verse 14, and Judah and his brethren came to Joseph's house, for he was yet there, and they fell before him on the ground. They were humble. They realized what they needed was something only that Joseph could give. In reading this story, I was reminded this week that they tried to pay for this bread multiple times. And Joseph kept giving their money back to them. It couldn't be bought. This bread wasn't earned. This bread couldn't be merited. But they found themselves hungry, honest, and humble. You know, last week I preached on the thought being under his feet. Something about this humility, something about this humbleness and finding yourself at his feet. All through the New Testament, we find those that needed prayer answered, those that needed salvation, those that needed God found themselves at the feet of Jesus. Humble. Jairus' daughter, she had died. She's dead, and here Jairus finds himself at the feet of Jesus. In Mark chapter 7, a certain woman had a daughter with an unclean spirit. She came, heard of Jesus, and fell at his feet. Mary's brother, Lazarus, you know the story, died, and she finds himself. She saw Jesus, the Bible said, and she fell down at his feet. Those lepers, 10 of them, God heals them all, but one comes and falls down, humble and giving thanks at the feet of Jesus. You know, I believe many of most people, they can realize their need, they realize their spiritual need, and they're hungry, and they're willing to do something about it. Many of most people realize that, and they're honest with themselves, and they know deep inside that they're lost and they're on their way to hell, and they want to do something about it. But I think most people won't shut their pride, come to Jesus, and be humble, and admit that you're lost. You want to be introduced to Jesus this morning? You want to know him, not only know about him, but know him. You're at the right place if you're hungry, if you're honest, and if you're humble. He'll save your soul. Let's stand this morning. Sawyer, if you'll come and play something on the piano. Simple thought out of the Word of God. Do you know Jesus Christ? Have you been introduced to him? He's here this morning. Is he speaking to your heart? This altar's open. Father, we thank you this morning for your blessings. And thank you, Father, for the blessing of conviction. Lord, I don't know the hearts and the thoughts of the people here this morning. But Lord, you've already started working this week and dealing with the heart. And Lord, I pray that you would let that one here this morning that's lost and undone realize that they can come and call upon your name and you'll save their soul. Lord, help us. Help us this morning, Father, to be obedient to your calling and to your wooing. Lord, we need you. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for us for salvation, most of all. Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Are you saved this morning?